Always love having Olympians in, especially fellow Americans and multiple gold medalists. We're very happy to welcome Kerry Walsh Jennings. You might remember her on the beaches of the Olympiads over the years and bringing home the gold for the United States. And Kerry, you're a Bay Area person like me. I'm an Oakland guy, but you being a Los Gatos, Saratoga type of girl, are you a big Giants fan?
Oh, my gosh. I'm in heaven right now. I can't wait for tonight. I'm a huge Giants fan. My mom could be the biggest Giants fan in the land, but I'm a fan as well.
Yeah, I have to say, I'm a little bit jealous over these past 5 years as you guys go for three World Series in five. Do people ever come up to you and say, listen, I know you're not in baseball, but can you pull a few strings and get me a ticket?
Yes, actually. And I generally say I don't have that much pull, but I'll give it my hardest. But I'm being very selfish this weekend. My ticket's for Sunday. So I'm hoping for a sweep, and they won't make Sunday, that we sweep. But, you know, I think it'll probably go at least five games, and I plan on being there on Sunday. I can't wait.
That happened to me in 90. I had a Game 5 ticket for the Reds and the A's at the Coliseum, and the Reds swept the A's. So not only did we get swept, I didn't get to go to a game. I know. It's all about me. That's terrible. Anyway, I think a lot of people, and by the way, Kerry's here to talk about the National Honey Board. We'll get to that in a second. But a lot of people, I don't think, know that you went to the Olympics as an indoor player in Sydney originally. And so what made the transition from going from the hardwood to the sand?
And, you know, I had given my heart and soul to indoor from the time I was 10 till 22. I graduated Stanford University, and I played in Sydney Olympics. Like you said, we took home four, which is a tough place to finish because you don't get to take home any hardware. But the experience really inspired me. But I was burnt out as far as indoor was concerned, and it just so happened that Misty was looking for a partner. She was my idol growing up, and I wanted to keep playing. And so I kind of threw my hat in the ring, and, you know, the rest is history. I made a leap of faith. I was terrible on the beach to start, but I had a lot of potential. Misty had the patience of a saint, and I put my head down and worked, and it all worked out so far.
Well, it's funny that she was your idol. I mean, she also is a contemporary. You played against her in the NCAA, right?
No, exactly. Yeah, she's only a year older than me. But I grew up with the volleyball community is fairly small. Mm-hmm. So many girls and kids play it, but it's pretty small. And she was the best, hands down. And so I wanted to play like her. Every time I'd get a chance to watch her play, I'd sit down and watch her movement, and watch her footwork and all these things. And I learned a lot from Misty. And then playing with her was just a whole different level. I really respect her. I always have since I was a little girl, and now she's a dear friend of mine. And we accomplished so much together, and I really cherish the three Olympics that we had together, all our success and all the trials that we faced, you know, kind of overcoming. It was really fun.
Well, you go to Athens, you don't drop a set, gold. You go to Beijing, you don't drop a set, gold, 108 matches. And before you even got to London 4 years later, did you have to sometimes look in the mirror and pinch yourself and say, listen, we're not that better than everybody else, or are we?
No. I mean, as an athlete, you never, ever think that. I've never thought that in my life. Mm-hmm. I think if I did, I think I would be more on the losing side than the winning side, because anything can happen, obviously, on any given day, and we've lost matches to people that we absolutely shouldn't lose to, and vice versa, you know. So, no, we took nothing for granted. I think that probably was one of the secrets to our success, is that it doesn't matter if we're the 32nd seed or the first seed, we're going to approach the same and really do our best to kick your butt. And we did that. We did that a lot.
Rick Tittle with Kerry Walsh Jennings, the Olympian. And when you go to London, then you drop the first set in a prelim to the Austrians, and were you thinking, hey, no big deal, it's best of three, we'll be fine, and you were, but or was it a big shocker at the time?
No, we were pissed. We came out flat, and we got called on it, and the second, you know, we lost the first set, I think 21-17 around there, which is a beating, and then we beat them the second game, like 21-10 or something like that, which proved how upset we were, and then the third game was too close for our liking. But, you know, that happens in sports, and every Olympics we played in, there was a moment of reckoning where we were challenged and we rose to the occasion. And moving forward to 2016 with my new partner, April Ross, I'm expecting, you know, nothing less than that. It's going to be the hardest road yet. The world is amazingly good at beach volleyball, but we want to be the standard bearers. You know, we want to we want to raise the flag as high as it can go and have everyone chase us. And that's what we've done so far, and we're going to keep doing that.
And I think people should know that, you know, April was on the other side of the coin. She got the silver medal. You actually beat her. So when Misty May called it a career, was it just a natural transition? And what did Jen Kessy say? She's like, oh, you're leaving me?
Well, I think, you know, I knew Misty was retiring for a long time, and April was aware of the fact that Jen wanted to start a family. So it actually happened really naturally. Mm. There were no, you know, weapons pulled out or nothing shady going on. It was all very open and full disclosure. But literally right after we won, I was giving April a hug. I said, let's go win Rio. And that's how I felt at the time. April's the best player I can play with. She compliments me so well. She has so much grit and heart. And she's a geek for the game, just like I am. So I wanted all that going into, you know, kind of the final stage of my career. I want someone who has all those things, the things that money can't buy and you can't train. You know, the intangibles that really make a difference and take someone from good to great. April has all those.
And speaking of starting a family, I remember the London Olympics, you're like 5-6 weeks pregnant, and that's very early. You're not showing. Doctors say everything's perfectly fine, but I'm sure you had people like, what are you doing? What about the baby?
After the fact, yeah. I mean, the baby was literally, you know, obviously so precious, but it was no bigger than a pinhead, you know. And
right.
So my baby was very protected. And it's funny, when I look at those pictures, I could definitely tell that I was pregnant. Just my third baby, my body changed so quickly. But no, I, you know, my husband and I made a conscious effort to try before London, and you know, God blessed us, and we got pregnant. And I was never ever worried. You know, the people who, you know, had concerns, you know, once they found out, that's totally understandable, but I think it's easily squashed by the true science and the facts of the matter.
And then you also did a little before and after in the ESPN, the magazine, the body issue. What was the response to that?
It was really positive as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. I didn't really look for the negative stuff. You know, that's kind of how I run my life. If you're looking for something negative, you're going to find it. So it was really positive. I think, you know, I'm very proud of my body, not in a sexual way, but in just the life it's given me. It's allowed me to chase my dreams. It's given me three beautiful children, and I'm still chasing my dreams. And I plan on continuing to get better and stronger in different ways as I get older. So I was really proud to be in the body issue for ESPN. I would love to do an after picture because I've never been in that magazine like fully strong and empowered, empowered in different ways. But you know, it was just a blessing, something that probably won't happen again, and I'm okay with that. But you know, I could say, you know, show my kids one day and say, "Mommy was proud of all the hard work, and this is what turned out of it." And being, you know, not be ashamed of it.
Well, outside of maybe some Amish towns, I'm sure you got a pretty good reaction to that.
And my mom is very Catholic, and I told her what I was doing, and she almost passed out. And what, you know, it came down to it. She's like, "I trust you." And I said, "Thanks, Mom." You know, I had to really think about it. I have three kids. I was going to have a daughter at the time, and I knew I was having a baby girl, and I want to be the best example for them and for all the, you know, little kids that look up to me because of the Olympics and, you know, because of me chasing my dreams. But ESPN, the magazine, does such a great job of keeping the integrity of the athlete and of the body, and it's really a celebration of the body. It's nothing sexual as far as I'm concerned. And so, you know, I did it, and I have no regrets.
Ever since we got off the Mayflower, we've been so scared of nudity in this country, Carrie. It's just crazy. But you're right. There's nothing to do with...
I don't mind modesty. You know, I support that. But yeah, I also want to celebrate what's beautiful about us. And, you know...
All right, now I know something that you use are honey sticks, and you're here to talk with the representing the National Honey Board. What is a honey stick?
It's a stick filled with honey. That's amazing.
So it's not that complicated, huh? What does it do for you?
It's really not. You know, I am a big believer in honey. It's in so many of my cooking ingredients. When I rarely cook, I use it because it makes me a hero at home. It's in my beauty regimen. But also as an athlete, my sports psychologist, Mike Gervais, turned me onto this. He said, "Carrie, if you ever need a quick burst of energy, if you ever feel like you're lacking, he's like, pop some honey in." And it's a quick, natural alternative to, you know, to the other stuff out there. And I started using it in London, and it helped me so much. It was almost like a reset for my body and a recharge. And so now, I sought out the National Honey Board. I said, "I want to be with you guys because I believe in you, and I want my kids to, you know, to use natural alternatives." And honey is that for me. You literally take it to the gym with me. It's on the beach with me. It's on the airplanes with me. I have snacks for my son's soccer game this weekend. They're going to get honey sticks. And there's so many amazing benefits to honey. You can go to honey.com and check it out. But I think it's just one of those ingredients that's everywhere, and we all take it for granted. But there are really some amazing, wonderful uses for it.
Can you believe Rio is like a year and a half away?
Oh, man, I'm ready. Well, I'm not ready. I need every single day of that year and a half. But August 18th, 2016, I want to be winning a gold medal on the sands of Copacabana with my partner, Bill Ross.
Well, best of luck to you. And if you bring home that fourth one, that's going to be amazing. You've already had an incredible career. We want to thank Carrie Walsh Jennings with her visit today and the National Honey Board. Check it out. And Honey Sticks as well. Thanks for coming on, and we look forward to having you on again real soon, Carrie.
Thanks for having me. I'm a proud American, proud of everything that our country represents, and I want to keep supporting.
All right. Sounds great. Me too. Carrie Walsh Jennings. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on, man.